Let me just start off today with a quote from Thomas Merton, who was a 20th century spiritual writer as well as theologian and monk. "Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. That is not our business, and in fact, it's nobody's business. What we are asked to do is love, and this love itself will render both ourselves and our neighbors worthy." No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't know about you, but I grew up hearing those words about every day. I wish I had a quarter every time I heard that. Actually, I'm sure my father wishes he had at least a nickel, because that would have been times five kids, you know. But you know, it, you know, basically means non-negotiable, without argument, no compromise. In other words, just do it. And in our gospel, when we start talking about love, we never hear Jesus opening it up to negotiations. He's always pretty straightforward that we're called to love. You know, if you love the Father, you love me. If you follow me, you love your brothers and sisters, your neighbors. Now, again, Jesus is talking about the importance of loving God. And as it is written in John's first letter, chapter 4, verse 20, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." So, in other words, no negotiations, no ifs, no buts, no ands, no buts about it. We're supposed to love. And as we see in today's scripture, once again, Jesus is preparing his apostles for when he must leave them. As he warns them once again, "I'm going to the Father. And I'm telling you all these things now, so when they actually happen, you'll understand and you'll believe." And we also have the first promises of the Advocate or the Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, we're just a couple of weeks from Pentecost, and which means we're only a few days from the Ascension, when Jesus leaves this earthly plane and returns to the Father. And it's important that he gets it through to his disciples, this message of the good news, to remind them of what they are called to do, to teach them the message that they are supposed to proclaim to others. Now, as I've been talking the last few weeks, and I continue to do so, is that ours is a simple religion. Two commandments: love God, love our neighbor. And Jesus keeps trying to bring this home to his disciples. And he realizes they're probably not going to get it today, but that one of these days, soon, it will hit them what he has meant. When they finally have to go out in the world on their own, when they are responsible for the good news. And this continues with us today, that through Christ's command to love one another, we go out into the world with the power of the Holy Spirit with us. We proclaim his good news, sharing with others this love which has been so freely given to us. Again, if we truly love God, it means that we love our neighbors. It doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect at it. It doesn't mean that we aren't going to need to stop once in a while and remind ourselves. But it calls us to look within us. As Dorothy Day says, "I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least." Some days that's a good thing. Some days not quite so good. But when I remember that, it brings me up short, and I have to re-examine myself to think about what it is that may be preventing me from giving my love, my heart to my neighbor. It's not always easy, but at least we have the Holy Spirit. When Christ sent the Advocate, as he talks about him today, it wasn't a one-time deal. The Spirit is with us always. Sometimes it's harder, some days it's harder than others to open ourselves to listening to the Spirit. But there's always that voice within us, that voice that reminds us what it is to be God's people. So as we continue through this season of Easter, as we work our way towards Pentecost, I encourage you to keep dwelling within your hearts, to keep exploring what it means to love your neighbor and in all the many ways in which you're called to do that. Sometimes it's pretty obvious, and other times it's simple things. Sometimes the love of a neighbor is taking care of somebody who really doesn't have anything. Other times, loving our neighbors is as simple as not snapping at the cashier at the grocery store just because you're having a bad day. Notice the more that we live into an attitude of love, it seems the easier it is. And that's why I still have a lot of faith in this time where it feels that there's so much negativity in the world, where people are pointing fingers and making accusations, where people are blaming one another for everything. I have a lot of faith that our love will overcome. That this simple gift that God has given us will change the world. The kingdom of heaven is, as we know, at hand. Paul often writes about the idea of here but not yet. The kingdom of heaven is before us. It's just not quite complete. And our call as Christians is to continue to work towards it, to remove those barriers and boundaries, to tear down those walls that not only keep us from God, but our sisters and brothers. My sisters and brothers, as we are in the sixth Sunday of Easter, remember that love is non-negotiable. That we are each called to give it freely, without charge, to share it with our sisters and brothers, and realizing that to do so is truly to love Christ himself.